Are monster homes a blight on their communities or simply a way for families to beat the high cost of living here? You'll hear both opinions, and you'll hear them loud and clear as the city council debates proposals to regulate. And Civil Beat's Chad Blair has that story in today's Reality Check. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Chris. Happy Aloha Friday.
We really got a chance to hear from the community at length in yesterday at the city council in ways we haven't before, yeah?
It was really quite an earful, pro and con. Natanya Friedheim opens her story with a woman who's lived in Palolo Valley for a long time, and then suddenly a couple years ago, a developer shows up. They get a property next door to her, and then before you know it, there's a home with 17, I'll just repeat that, 17 yeah. bedrooms. And, of course, you mentioned these are called monster homes. This resident is complaining that not only did her neighborhood become a construction zone, but she's also having difficulty parking. It's no longer a peaceful and quiet neighborhood. On the other side, you do have folks saying, well, wait a minute, you know, are you – if you're going to curb the expansion of homes or making monster homes, is that going to actually hurt low-income folks, people that are immigrant families? Is this a cultural thing? Because of the high cost of living, as we all know, often you'll have multi-generational families in one home.
We often hear about communities in the city and county of Honolulu, Laiea and Kalihi come to mind,
sure.
where you hear of multiple families in single homes. I mean, that would support the argument that it is a little bit of a cultural thing.
Right. I mean, in some cases, there are homes with more than 25 bedrooms, and that raises a question. Is that for families, or are you actually renting those out for, you know, short-term vacation purposes? Mm-hmm. There is no law in the city and county that limits how many family members can live in a home, but there is a law that says you can only have 5 unrelated people in that home, a limit on that. So that's a concern as well. The council did manage to approve a resolution asking the Department of Planning and Permitting to at least consider limiting the size of these houses, make it relative to the size of the property that they are built on. There was another measure which would have gone further and actually had a moratorium on these large-scale homes for 2 years until new rules are in place. That was deferred. We'll see whether the council decides to pick that up again.
You know, Chad, I'm wondering how you enforce a law to have no more than 5 unrelated people in a home. You
can just... Yeah, as if we don't have enough things to try and enforce around
exactly.
here. The DPP did say that they don't actually have a number on the size, the numbers of these large monster homes. But they have seen an increase in permits for homes that are larger than 3,600 square feet. So it does appear that there may be a trend here and the council might have to take more serious action.
This story has really kind of exploded in recent weeks, so I'm betting we're going to be hearing a lot more about this, Chad.
Yes, and of course it all goes to the concerns of affordable housing here and the cost of living.
Yeah, all those stories tend to intersect after a while. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter, political and opinion editor, Chad Blair.